2. A closer look at nutrition labelling, energy and nutrients. Honey, when you shop at the supermarkets, have you noticed that a lot of food packaging has a table that lists out the content of fat and sugars, etc.?
Yeah, starting from the 1st of July 2010, most prepackaged food will have nutrition labels that list out information on energy and nutrients. That is, information about 1 plus 7.
Nutrients? 1 plus 7? You've got me confused.
Let me tell you more. I learnt this from the website of the Centre for Food Safety today. Nutrients are substances present in food which can provide energy, promote growth and development, as well as maintain normal functions of the body. As for the 1 plus 7 listed on the nutrition label, 1 stands for energy and 7 stands for the 7 nutrients specified for labelling, which include protein, total fat, saturated fat, trans fat, carbohydrates, sugars and sodium.
Nutrition labels contain so much information. What do energy and nutrients do and how do they affect our health?
Energy supports the activities of the human body. We need energy to walk, to read and to watch television. But if we get too much energy, this increases our risk of being overweight and obese, leading to an increased risk of developing heart disease, diabetes and certain types of cancer.
How much energy do we need?
Energy requirements depend on age, gender, body weight and activity level. For a woman in her 30s like me, weighing 56 kilograms or approximately 123 pounds and working as a sales lady standing all day serving customers, I need about 2,000 kcal a day.
What nutrients provide energy?
Carbohydrates, protein and fat provide the major source of energy for the body. For a 2,000 kcal diet, one should get about 300 grams of carbohydrates a day. Sugars are a kind of carbohydrates. They provide energy for the body, but have no other nutritional value. Getting too much sugar may increase the risk of being overweight and obese. Therefore, for a 2,000 kcal diet, one should get not more than 50 grams of sugar a day.
My friends told me that protein is essential for children and adolescents. Am I right?
Yes, protein helps us grow. It is also essential for building muscle, bones and teeth. Hence, children and adolescents need to pay extra attention to their protein intake. For a 2,000 kcal diet, an average person should get about 60 grams of protein a day.
Honey, TV shows sometimes tell us eating too much fat is bad for health. Do we have to cut out all the fat in our diet?
Fat is a concentrated source of energy. Eating too much fat is linked to an increased risk of being overweight and obese, leading to an increased risk of developing heart disease, diabetes, and certain types of cancer. On the other hand, fat has other roles in our body. Fat is essential for maintaining the function of cell membranes, as well as transporting and storing fat-soluble vitamins. For a 2,000 kcal diet, one should get no more than 60 grams of fat a day.
I know that saturated fat and trans fat are also some kinds of fat. Do they have different effects on our body?
Both saturated fat and trans fat raise the level of low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, which is also known as the bad cholesterol, in the blood. For a 2,000 kcal diet, one should get not more than 20 grams of saturated fat a day. Trans fat not only raises the level of bad cholesterol, but also lowers the level of high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, which is also known as the good cholesterol in the blood. For a 2,000 kcal diet, one should get not more than 2.2 grams of trans fat a day.
You just mentioned a nutrient called sodium. What's that?
Sodium is the salt we eat. We only need a small amount of sodium to maintain our bodily functions. Eating too much sodium increases the risk of developing high blood pressure. One should not get more than 2,000 milligrams of sodium, that is about one level teaspoon of salt a day.
Oh no, I saw our maid putting a lot of salt in our dishes today. I have to talk to her tomorrow.
Remember, apart from salt, seasonings and preserved food also contain sodium. Remember to read the nutrition labels when you buy food next time.
I still have some questions for you.
I'm glad that you're eager to learn more. However, it's time for bed now. You can browse the website of the Centre for Food Safety tomorrow for more information.